You are listening to benstorah.com.
Ayoras amesupakos im hein mukafin choyma animais yeshu benor. So there are places that the mesupik, the swarm that have, the kitzah swarm nowadays that have, they talk about Bet Shan, Achveist, Yafo, all these places, the mesupik choyma. Ima belaza mebchenina, number one. Rebbe nata netiyah b'perm. Rebbe was nata netiyah b'perm, and there's more in the Gemara, so we skipped out the rest of it as to get other things, but he's nata netiyah. Frek the Gemara. Number two. Rebbe yehechi nata netiyah b'perm, v'atani Rebbe Yisif. It says in the Megillah, Simcha u'mishta v'yantav. Here, Gavriel. Simcha u'mishta v'yantav. Simcha melamed shasur behespid. Can't make a hespid. Mishta melamed shasur tainus. You're not allowed to be tainus. Besides, chiyuvim to do things, but it means you're not allowed to, there's an issue to do these things. V'yamtiv melamed sha'asa basis malacha. So yamtiv, the words yamtiv for the Megillah means you're not allowed to do malacha on yamtiv. Now this is halacha l'maisa, not so much that you look it up. But the Gemara is first having a shak v'taya. We're not going to go through that. Right now the Gemara holds that's asa to do malacha. Maybe like cholamayit, whatever. Ella, the Gemara says like this. Rebbe bar abesa heavy. Rebbe lived in a place where, and as we know, there's 2 days of Purim, there's day the Dalet for most of us, and Tesvav, we all know Yerushalayim, places that are Mukafen, Chaimim, Mimais, Yeshu, Benun, right? The Rishayim go into why they made it that way, but that's what it is. So Rebbe lived in Abesa, V'chinata, and when he planted, B'chameisa Nata, he did it on the 15th. Yeah, it's true. Rebbe B'Tveria heavy, and Tveria, right, the city of Tveria is Mukafas Chaima. Its Chaima is Mimush Mishun Ben Mishua Ben Nunavi. So how could he plant on the 15th? Hello, so you're right. The opposite. Rebbe Bar Chameisa Heavy. He was on the 15th. V'chinata. When did he was in Yinoita? Bar Beisa Heavy. Then the 14th. Or it's Mukafas Chaima Mais Mishun. Then the 14th. Umi Pshita Lehei, which needs a little has, but first the Gemara understood it's Parshat is Mukav Chayma, or at least that's understood, you should be knowing like Mukav Chayma. In fact, the Gemara, Umi Pshita Lehei, the Tveria Mukav is Chayma, Mais Vishu Benun, Vachizkiya, Kari Betveria, Barbesa Chameisa. Chizkiya used to read the Megillah 2 days, the 14th and 15th in Tveria. Why? Misapka Lehei, he was Misupik, Imukav is Chayma, Mimois Yeshua Benun, he alive. If it's Mukav Chaimus, you see, he kept 2 days. So just like Chizkiya kept 2 days, Rebbe should have not done Malacha for 2 days. So, and for the Gemara answer, Chizkiya misapkalei, the Rebbe pshitalei. What the Gemara says later on, that the reason is a suffix, even though it is chronologically from, right, historically we know there is a Mukav Chaimus Shum Benun, it's only on three sides. The fourth side is the what we call the Yam Kineret, Gemara called Kineres, and the Shaila is that's not called Mukav Chaimah because not totally, or as long as it's protected, and since there's a water, a body of water on the side, they can't get in. So it's called like it's protected. That's Gemara Shaila. Gemara later on says by Hutzel was a suffix if it was Mukav Chaimah and it kept 2 days. So Gemara says okay, Rebbe held it's not, so he kept only 1 day. He read only 1 day, so merely did malacha only 1 day. Then the Gemara is a shakratai, which is not negate to a shir, but it's not true, you can't do malacha both days. Or it's just like you can't do malacha, that's what it means, hesped, these dinim that it says in the girl's tainus, means you can't do hesped, tainus, and malacha, for us, that's in Farakwe, on the 15th, for Yerushalayim on the 14th. Right, it's not Purim for us, but you can't. The Gemara goes through Shakrataya. Could be there's no issa malach and yamtiv, or Rebbe was like the Sarsamas brought the end of the Gemara, Rebbe not an atiyah. But at one point, the Gemara answered that Rebbe kept only 1 day because it was Pashma Chizkiya kept two. But the Gemara's Kasha was on Rebbe, why didn't he keep two? At that point, the Gemara thought he also held that Tver is a suffix. Okay, now, La Lachala, we'll call the Maisa, let's say, we shine him. But it will go on the Ran. So the Ran says like this. Uleinian, number three, the Ran says over there, Leinian ayaris mesopakos im hein mukafen chayme mimais yeshu benun. Right? Those, mukafen chayme yeshu benun, Oloi. Hayru aga'inim zal. So we have a Kabbalah from the Goyim, we have a Harah from the Goyim. Shahel chamen acharei v'ayaris shiru b'nei mukafen chayme mimais b'shu v'kurim b'yod yadal. First of all, you go after Rav. All right, this is a whole shayla. Is this called roiv? Is it porish? Is it kavua? Not negiah to that shit. Va'oi. This is the
Kabbalah for them? Who? Is
we
need a Kabbalah for
that
from the
Gaonim?
Isn't it pretty
obvious? Hayru, it's a Kabbalah. I just do it to the Ra. Va'oi. Shafilu toima shu sov. I meant just Kabbalah that they said it. I mean, va'oi. Shafilu toima shu suffix shakul. Even if it's equal, they have an equal suffix. Have a suffix shall divrei. It's a suffix d'rabbanan. Therefore, what? So, what if it's a suffix d'rabbanan? What do we do in a suffix d'rabbanan? What's the klal always? You go lekula. Therefore, what? What should you do?
Not read it all.
Not read it all. It doesn't make sense. Right? Like the Mishnah Melech says, "Is home machlokes that when shmita is right? When shmita? What year shmita? Machlokes balamor ramban nafay dezar home machlokes v'shem." So you're going to say, okay, every year, don't do Shemitah. One could hear that's true. Why? Because on the 14th, you could say, who says today's Purim? Maybe tomorrow's Purim. I could be maker. On the 15th, you could say, well, you know, maybe yesterday was. Too bad. I, at the end, that's what's so bothering you. You can't, you're coming out, you know for sure you're being mevatel. Okay? Maybe that's the cloud of Safed Darban Lekula. So Ran comes out and says, no, it's not true. We never find such a thing. And Safed Darban Lekula in the Gemara always means, right, I don't know if I did the mitzvah d'rabban. I don't know if I took a lulav on Chol HaMoed. I don't remember. Right? I don't know if I ate mara. I don't remember. Okay, I'm not saying this to Pesach Halacha. Could be there's other factors, but basically, I'm not sure. All of a sudden, I forgot if I ate mara or not. So, you have a suffix if you ate mara or not. What do? You don't have to eat again. Why? Because I can assume I ate mara. But if the suffix d'rabban is for sure going to Mivali for mitzvah, that the Ran says, you're right, there's no such cloud. Which doesn't say not that way, but doesn't say yeah that way. Just he's assuming that's the pasha. So look what it says. Venimtza Pturus Mishneh Mivali Menem Vada Mikam Rila, that you can't do. Therefore, since there's no Suffolk Darabana Kula, the question is, so what do you do? Lefikach Koira Barishan Upata Besheini. You read the first day. You do go ahead and you do Mikra Megillah the first day, yeah, Kobe, and not the second day. Aye, the Gemara says that Minim Gemara Tveria Hutzel that we didn't do Shekirim Behen Chizkia. Someone else used to read it on the 14th and the 15th. Barbaso Chamisha Midas Chasidus Hayunoykin came. They did else Midas Chasidus, which doesn't mean understood why. All right, they did else Midas Chasidus just in case I got the wrong date. Mishum Sveka the Tveri the Talib Megani Mechasya, because it's covered but it's protected. Behutzal Nesha Nechlakin Baba Kabbalosoi, right? That they had a machlok the Kabbalah Zermakophis, Zermainimakophis, right? How do we know if something's Mukov Khoy Mishum Benun? We have a Kabbalah on that, right? Why you Kairin Beloy Bracha, which we're not going to go into today, we'll just mention because later on it's a Geir Rambam. Let's just speak it out for a minute. What's the din by any suffix mitzvah? Do you make a bracha on it or not? What?
Machlokes Rambam and Rambam and the Raivid.
Right, very good, excellent. Machlokes Rambam and Raivid in a few places. For instance, the Russian or Ben Yena, even though over here the Rambam and Raivid don't have the machlokes, you have to know. But for instance, if you shecht a kvi, right? If you know what a kvi is, a koi, a kovi, whatever you want to call it now. All these new gemaras have different ways of spelling. When I was a kid, the Rebbe said, Yankov, you say, we don't know how to pronounce it. That's part of its suffix too, right? You don't know what it is. It's a behemah chaya. So you have to do kisi adam on it, because maybe it's a chaya. But do you make a bracha? Rebbeinu Yena says you do. Why? Because now I got to do suffix the reis chumra and do the mitzvah. Right, even though it's misafik, the Rambam Raivid, as Pesach mentioned, is machlokes for mal and a dragoness. You make a bracha. Rambam says that, like the Rosh says not. Raivid says you do. Right, the one of the exceptions. We're not going to talk about Yom Tov now. Yom Tov is a different shmooze by itself. When we make it goes into that sugya is Birkas Krishma. If one is misupik, if he said Krishma not, so he reads Krishma again and he does make the brachas. So Rishayim ask on the Rambam, how could you say that? You hold that you don't make suffix brachas, you don't make brachas on a suffix. So basically it's because the birkas of Krishma are part of Krishma. Or it's just like a person in the supik, if he benched or not. What's the din? He ate a good gesunt meal, he had a yom tov dik meal, and he forgot if he benched. I don't know, he drank so much wine, he forgot he benched, right? So what's the din? He has to bench again. Does he bench all the four brachas? Shteit and Rishayim, you do. Just like Krishma. You mesubik if you say Krishma, it's the Raisa we paskin. You say all the parashas, because once you're doing it the Raisa, you do the Rabbanan too. So part of it is the brachas too. But whatever it is, right now we're going.
Shouldn't Megillah be different? Because really you can read in those 4 or 5 days and be the Yaitza?
Oh, that's a very good point. Is that true? Well, that's a kula for the Bnei Kfar. That's not that part, but you're saying a good point. But let's first finish up. Okay, for how you kern beloy bracha. The subject of the Reim love by bracha. Kedisa, that's already a Gemara. Ella Shiroi Levarch, they should bench. The Abbasim Neshoch, I know it's the same. Chizkia did it al Smidis Chasidis. So, Minadin, if it's just a suffix, right, you're Mesupik. You're Mesupik, according to the way the Rambam Paskin, most Rishon Paskin, if you're doing a mitzvah mitzat suffix, for instance, on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a different category, but really, Yom Tov, we should not make a bracha. Why? Because Pashas, at the time when it was a real suffix, when a person ate matzah, he didn't know if Tezvav was on Tuesday, Tezvav was on Wednesday, he ate matzah both nights, but he didn't make a bracha. He didn't know which night you have to make a bracha. Right? You didn't know which one was Pesach. We do, because you're afraid you might be Mizal. We know when Yom Tov is, and if you won't make the second day, you might be Mizal on Yom Tov Sheni. But in a real suffix, like over here, so what's the din? You shouldn't make a bracha. But since Me'ikar a din, really all you have to read it is on your Dalit. So Mameli says you could make a bracha, which is not clear why. It's still a suffix. Varambam kosav, irshi suffix karimba b'shnei yomim b'leilein, aveim avarach yasa b'yadal hoyavuz makriya l'reiva oilim, which sounds something like Tuli's saying. We'll see in a minute. We'll see soon. But anyway, that is the Ram. Frek the Turiyevin. I don't know what my head was. I forgot that you do Turiyevins too, right? Okay, but the Turiyevin asks a Pasha Kasha. What does it come out according to the Ram? Comes according to the Ram, Me'ikar Din, if you have a Suffolk Muk of Chaymim Mimais Yishu Benun, when do you read? Only you Dalit, and then the next day you don't have to read. Right? I, Chizkia, read both days. Chizkia was, we call it Praving Midas Chasidus. Right? He was Naik Midas Chasidus. Frekta to Rebbe, so what's the Gemara's kasha on Rebbe? Rebbe did Malacha, let's say on the 14th or the 15th, right? In Tveria, right? What's the big deal? Maybe Tveria, the Gemara asks, right, it's a suffix. You're right. So he didn't do Malacha the 14th. And the 15th, he did Malacha. Why? Suffix Darban Lakula, same thing. I, Chizkia, was Neug Midas Chasidus. You can ask a kasha that Rebbe should be Neig Midas Chasidus. A lot of we know Rebbe was a chassid, but Mechatesi ask a kasha. Most of the Gemara could say is, why didn't Rebbe do Midas Chasidus? But what's the kasha? If Chizkia was only doing Midas Chasidus, why should you go ahead and ask as a kasha why didn't he do both days? That's the Turi Evans kasha.
Is Sufik Midarbon Lakula, is it only to do a kumbah
say, let's say, right?
And if you have a suffix that you already did,
you could assume
that you did it. But to do an iser midrabon,
right?
Could one be mekel?
Definitely. The Gemara in Beis says, how come you can't eat this beitza, which is a suffix null to be yomtiv? So what does the Gemara say? Gemara says you have to, you can be mekel suffix d'rabon lekula. Gemara answers what? Who remembers? It's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. It's a davar sheyesh matirin. That's come out. Which Rabbi Kivega wants to say over here too. Maybe this is called a davar sheyesh matirin. He goes into as far as malacha. It's a good. Maybe that's called a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Not to do malacha, but we'll save it right. Rabbi Kivega is at the point. Anyway, that's the kasha the two heaven asks. How could he ask? Right, if other the din of Sardar Banakul, if you're not sure if this is Shuman Shal Git is Durabana, you're allowed to eat it. If other ask before you do it, that's like not a simple, you don't just say, so, oh, Sardar Banakul, of course, you don't just do it, but the Ikra din, that's the din, Sardar Banakul. Okay, so that's the two Evans Kasha. So let's first start out with a number four, which is a Gemara, Itmar, Matz, the Gemara Psach. Itmar, matz, right, Gemara Psacha Kufches, matzah tzarech haseva. You have to do a seva. Mara ain't tzarech haseva. Yayin, the Dalet Koisis, Itmar Mishmeid of Nachman, tzarech haseva. The Itmar, I forgot to tell you to do the run. I don't know where my head was. I think I still had jet lag. I'm sorry. I totally forgot to tell you about the Ran. All right. Itmar Mishmeda Rav Nachman Ein Tzar Chaseva. Right? There's a Shaila. So the Gemara says two different contradicting memories from Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says a machloik, two different Lashainas. So the Gemara says, Loi Pli, it's not a machloik, it's in what was then. Hod betati kosa kamoi, hod betati kosa besoi. One is talking about the last two kaisas, so, first two kaisas, well, Ami Leila Haigisa, Va Ami Leila Haigisa. Some say to this side, and some say to this side. Ami Leila Haigisa, some say on this side. Trey kosa kamoi, the first two boya seva. Dahashta hu de kamaschala la cheris. Because now starting the cheris, right? We're starting now the cheris to go out of Mitzrayim. But Trey kosa besoi, but I said, my dahavavi. You already went out of it. So as we only drink by the koises that have to do with chayrus. Amilei lahagis adaraba. Trey kaz by yoseva he shayt to kavi chayrus. Trey kamer lo bayis because we're already akadi avodameinu. Even though it's starting, but hashit it's a mela. That's the two lashar. There was two different reasonings. It's the same of Nachman. Two different reasons. Hashit itma hachi vitma hachi edv ed boaseva. They both need a seva. All four need a saver. Fekteran, so this I'm sorry, we'll do outside. Fekteran, the following question. Va'afagav, de ba'alma kaimalon ipcha. Why are you being machmen all four? I usually declare as what, Gabi? Safik derabon, kol sfek derabon lakula. Why are you being machmen? Saver is a din derabonin, da'akois derabonin. So one teretz says, ha'chakir la'mil, what's the big deal? So just drink another two kaises. Okay, not all of us could do that, right? It's not talking about what you forgot. Mechatchila, what's the big deal? Just lean. If you forget, that's a different shayla. Kach pirshus of a leaner or no? Dal kocha boil maybe a sefer bekula. You have to do all sefer, not because why not? You should do imedadin. The inezel kula. If you're going to kula, what are you going to do? You're not going to do the first two. You're not going to do the last two. But that can't be. Why? Because you mival mel mitzvah. Hello, what are you going to say? Let's do the first two and not the last two. Am I nekel b'hani tvei mahani? Why should you be making more these more? If you're in nekel b'travayu, me'akum mitzvah sefer l'gamri, like we first said. So the Ran says, the Ran is basically saying this. You're right. You can't say sefer d'rabanan l'kula and not do anything because then you're being making a mitzvah. What do you want to do the first two? Where is there such a klal in sefer d'rabanan l'kula that you pick the first two over the last two? What's the difference?
But he said it's up there.
What? He said it's up there. So, Mishum Melech, Lechayrit Aran is Seisim himself. Seisim Mishum Melech in number five. First, he starts like this. The Kavanah Dvar, meaning the end of the words. The Kivin the Minadin, Avisav Shadvim, Ulakula. Elo, the Loy Efshel, everybody has a number five. The Loy Efshel Amazel Lakula. The Imkem Nimtza Ata Poitra Beshneim. He's talking about the Kol Yemen, he's talking about, I'm sorry, the Ran of Megillah. He understands that the Ran means it's a suffix, but you got to read one of the days, so do the first one. Right? So then he goes like, Ach, Mashiach, Dakhtik, Bediver, Analalu. Kivin the lomat sinu lemeim the evelis savd abreim lekula. You can't say savd abon lekula. The imken at the poitcher b'shneim umevav memen a mikra megilla. Imken nechayv oisah sheikur b'yudal b'tesvav. Make him read it both days. The my chazus nechayv b'tesvav 20 yudal. V'ran atzul b'perek avim sochem. Allah dahid amrin hashdid mahachi v'it mahachi. Kula tzricha save a kosov. Afagav the ba'alma kaimelan ipcha. So we have the whole lotion here anyway. The kol sveka the rabban lakula, makom makom achub bar lemeiv the sefer kula dina is a kula. Hamai nekel bahani tfeima. How do you want should we make of this? V nekel b'trevay not do both. Hami miakom mitzah a sefer legamer adkan. Well, if he mashik also ram in megillah, hachinani gabe sefer lemei she has a sefer betray kosa kamei. Why don't you do the first two? That's the Ran's the Mishmael's kash. That's his kash. Do anybody?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
David, don't look. You can think of it.
The Seva is connected to Dalakosis.
Okay.
Whereas Mikra Megillah is on its own.
Okay, so why? Therefore, what do you.
Once you read the Megillah, so you did the mitzvah. You know?
And over here, so you did the mitzvah of drinking Kaisa with a Seva, no?
Could be you didn't do it with you didn't do it at all with the seiba, and it's an integral part of the mitzvah. So it's a
why is it more than a Megillah? I mean, you could be a Mr. Megillah. Huh?
But you were Yotzen Megillah on your Dalet.
That's what...
It's
Tully's Teretz. Okay. So, the Mishmar says a very partial Svara. It sounds like it's a good Svara. The Goyen doesn't seem to agree with it. Venir Deya Shechal. Let's speak it out first. What's the Shaila in a Seva? What's the Shaila? Who's in the Negeid Shaila? Who's in the Negeid Shaila?
Ganzevel.
What?
Ganzevel.
Exactly. It's totally the Ganzevel. So now, if you're going to say, do the first one, what are you doing? You might come out that you'll never do the right Haseva. Because you're telling everybody you do the first two. And that could be wrong. Masha Ein Kein in Megillah, who's in Negeya?
Those people.
What?
Only the people in
Tveria. Yeah, it's not even Negeya them. They want to go to Yerushalayim. If they're nervous, go to Yerushalayim. Isn't they? Go to Tel Aviv. Do what you want. It's a limited, isolated child to them. In other words, you're not being oiked in the midst of Megillah. Or maybe that's what you're trying to say. Not being oiked in the midst of Megillah. The mitzvah Megillah exists. In this town, you might have the wrong one. Okay. So it's negate these people. Or if you want to say, if you're nervous, go to a different town and read it where you know. Or it's by, you tell me, Chazal told me to do the first two. That means it could be no one gets the mitzvah. Maybe it's the wrong thing. But over here, maybe the people in Tver are reading the wrong thing. You're right. Okay, so that's the gay then. That's always suffered the Rabbanakul. Maybe I took a lulav on Cholamayit Sukkos. Maybe I ate Mara. Maybe not. Because I'll give you a right to be Mako. That's just you. Or if you're nervous, so do what you want. Go again and go somewhere else. Oh, so that's what the Ran basic says. Venira. The Yeshachalik. Bank Shah Suffolk. Right? Whether the Suffolk. Uhu Bitakonas Chachamim. Right? The Oskedeshul to Akatakanosin. Sarachakayim Bakol Maida Efsha Shetiknu. Kagoyim Bemitzis Haseva. Di amrit the dafka kamoitz vichi imtim tzalayim at takonos chachamim hoysa because basroi. If let's say the second lashon of Nachman is correct, nimtza shen is batla takonos chachamim mikol v'kol. Like you said, the ganze welt. That's it. V'chein ipcha. Ava. No, it's giving the opportunity to everybody not to be yaitzin the mitzvah. Ava gabe megillah takonos chachamim koyma medes. The mitzvah is still there. Even though we can't say Safed Avrayim lepoitra makol kol, that's what the Ran says. That's what you can be making. It could be hit the wrong one, but like any Safed Avrayim, could be hit the wrong one. So therefore, Chazal gave it a right to be maker. In other words, basically saying is it depends if it's a takana. Let's for instance talk about Tisha B'Av, right? Tisha B'Av. How many hours do we fast on Tisha B'Av?
25.
Why? Because it's 24 hours and Bein HaShemashos. So how long is Bein HaShemashos? 15 minutes, right? 15, I mean, Ikar Adin. We're not talking about our Bein HaShemashos, which is Suffolk, Rabbeinu Tam, the Gra, this, that. But let's talk about Stam, this Bein HaShemashos. 15 minutes. It's 24 and a half hours. Why 24 and a half? Why can't you just eat one Bein HaShemashos and the other one don't eat? Right? In other words, pick Tuesday and everyone not eat, and then Wednesday afternoon eat. The teretz is because everybody might get wrong. Maybe it's not the right time. Right? Maybe when you're eating there, it's taka night. So come out. No one will ever fast a full 24 hours. You might get the wrong time. Right? That's the right. You have this a lot of places, not only in the Rabbanans, but in the Rices too. We'll just say that in if you've learned Shulya Shiyatsa Miktsas and Bava Kamba, some of you have taught that, right? Shulya Shi, no? I don't get up to there. No way, I don't need that. Shulya Shiyatsa Miktsas, where it's a Shaila, if a woman gave birth to a Zoch in a Keva, she Tomei 14 days or 7 days, but also you don't know if she gave birth on Sunday or Monday. So she has to keep 15 days of Tumah. So Tai says, you have a Sveik Sveika. Maybe it was a Zoch, and if it's Zoch, maybe it happened Sunday. And not keep last day. So he says, yeah. So when you come to the last day, you're going to say also, Sveik Sveika, maybe it's a Zacha, right? And maybe it was Sunday, and I don't have to keep the last day. So you're coming out, you won't keep the first day, and you won't, you know, as I say, maybe it's Monday, right? And maybe it's, so you come out only keeping 13 days. That can't be, because that's the suffix says you got to keep 14 days. Right, so you have such things not only in the Rabbanans, but even in the Raisa with Sveik Sveika, with Sekula. But anyway, this is the Mishra Malach Teres. The Goyin, let's take a look.
Why could there be a big difference between whether or not the Suffolk is in the Etzem Mitzvah or whether the Suffolk is in the Eichelasiyas HaMitzvah?
In?
Whether the Suffolk is in the Etzem Mitzvah or whether the Suffolk is in the Eichelasiyas
HaMitzvah. What do you mean?
Meaning by the case of Megillah, so the Suffolk is in the Etzem Mitzvah, HaMitzvah is on the 14th or on the
50th.
But
okay.
On Kaisis, the mitzvah's here. The question is, how do you do it?
What does that mean? What's the difference? Sounds like what he's saying. The words he's using really come out and say, oh, because
the bottom line is really the same.
Right, but it is the same thing. Yeah, but it comes out the same. But look at the grow. Look at the grow. I did it out of place, just so you understand. In Shulchan Aruch it says, like the Rambam says, you read both days, not like this Ran with Machmir, but Yudalid, you make a bracha. So Zok, the Goyin starts right away. The Af Bnei Krochim Yetsim B'Dievah B'Yudalid, like Reb Tuli said, but not because of what your reason. Kimoisha Amu B'Yushalmi, to Yushalmi. Not to Reb Tuli was saying, because the Mishnah says you can read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, right? So Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So you're saying Yudalid shouldn't be any worse than that. That's not so poshut, but could be he's right. First of all, was it only for the kfarim? Is your dalit part of that din that everybody could be yaitza? Right? Gemara says your dalit, your beis, your gimel is mankil karl, right? Which is a whole shot. What that means exactly? It's a big shaila. In beis yisif brings you shalmi kiyadua that the whole month you can be yaitza. Chodesh shen hepach miyogan l'simcha me'evel yomah. Right, I was once, Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zichron Rocha, was once here, he had to catch a plane, so we made a minyan for him, shachus in my room, and it was, you know, getting late, so he said, don't say tachanun. So he says, the Rogachev has said you don't have to say tachanun the whole month of Adar. Okay, no, you do. I see everybody's, at least for Monday and Thursdays, right? Rogachev had a rigid way of paskin. It didn't matter what it's in Shulchan Aruch. Yishamit says the whole month is kosher. So the basis says if somebody is on a, he brings some Yishayim, Shibbol Lek, I don't remember, that if somebody's on a boat and he has a Megillah and he's not going to have later on, and I'm sorry, he's going to be on a boat and he's not going to have, and only has Megillah right now, he should read the beginning. I always like to say the story with the Avinezer. There was in Sochachev, there used to be a fellow that used to get drunk, inebriated, the whole month of Adar. The whole month of Adar, that was it. I told you the story, right? So people thought he's crazy. Either you're drunk the whole year or you drink on Purim with all Adar. So finally, Avinezer approached him. He said, what's going on over here? What's the mechatesi to do such a thing? So he said, Rebbe, says, let me ask you. It says that, good, these signs are really read well, I think. What? Thanks, we got to do something about that. All right, you know, Gabbai. What?
All signs are down.
All signs are down, okay. So, the sign said, please don't take any sperm from, especially in Masif to Gemara. They kept it for a reason.
Don't pocket the partners.
What? Don't pay the right. So, Rav Benez approached me and said, what's going on? Like, you know, what are you drinking? Either drink the whole year. So he said, Rebbe, what did Haman want to do? He wanted to kill out all the Jews. So he says, he made a goyim, he says, in one day he's going to kill out the whole empire, the Shushan. I mean, it was the whole world, the Gemara says. I quote the one shot, it was from the one end. Right, the goyim says, Rav and Shmuel have machlaikis, they were close or they were far. So he says, it's no machlaikis. It depends if you go this way, if you go this way, if you go around the world, right? So he says, to kill the whole Persian Empire in one day, it's impossible. He says, so what's pshat? He says, the Teretz says, Haman was such an anti-Semit, he knew that if his plan would foil, like it did, the Yidden would make a simcha of that day that he wanted to kill Jews. If it would take him a month to kill the Jews, they would have made a whole month of Adar to be happy. He says, I'm smarter than Haman, so I drink the whole month. Taka says, Chodesh Shanepa. But he's not saying that totally. If you look, he brings a Yishami. Interesting Yishami. Tosfos quotes part of this Yishami. What's a Yishami? The Shal's like this. Ben Ir, somebody who lives in Tel Aviv. Mao Shiyotzi Ben Krach. Right? Can he read on Tezvav to be mighty a Yerushalmi. So it says, no, Yeva Kadada. We learned like this. Kol Sheinu Mechuyev B'Davar. He's Einu Mechuyev B'Davar. Just like if I'm not Chayev in Kiddush, I came. If there would be something like Rav Kivega says, if a woman is part of Birkas HaMazon, she can't be mighty Yom Birkas HaMazon. There's no Arvus unless you Chayev in the Mitzvah. That Yerushalmi is much like Rav Kivega. So the Gemara says, what about Ben Krach? Now she hates his Ben here. What if Yerushalmi happens to be in Tel Aviv? So not in the way that he's Chayev. There's ways to be there and you're not Chayev. So he says, so learn like this. Hakol Yoitzin biyudalid. She's man kriyasa. Everybody, yudalid, everybody holds. L'chein shom. L'chein mevachim yudalid afu chathilas. Even though the Rambam says, some reason you read 2 days, you can make a brach yudalid, because for sure you yoitz. If you yoitz, what do you mean in 2 days? Okay, so there's a din. Echvei said, it shouldn't look like you're starting being meiko. But the real din is yudalid. Zog de groin. In number 7, that's the first part. Vagoinim hayru shelo, which is the ran shelo yikra biyudalid daazlinen basaruba da alma va'oid sav devrem lekula shotivalma man vada mikmigal yikra biyudalid potem tezva. So we thought, like the Mishnah Melech, they read yudalid. Why? Because the first one. He says no. Ratzalayma. What the Magid Mishnah the ran mean to say is kivin should be yudalid yaitza b'diavad k'moshe kasafni lekaman. Because as I said, the first one is the second grow. Shezel taima shel Rambam shekasev v'lo yivachim yeh. Ube mishra melech erich b'chinam. No reason to make these chalukim. He doesn't say exactly he's wrong, but he just says there's no reason. Because this is the pshat. And the v'kosva go'inim afgav damina chizki kirby. And midas chesidus hoy. So come, so now I want to ask you a question. Now that we know, according to the goyim, really you should be reading both days. Just like you do a Seva both days, right? Why by Megillah don't you have to read both days? Really, because your Yotz already and your Dalit. Okay, you want to say a different reason, but whatever it is, the guy is saying you're reading on your Yotz on your Dalit. Now I want to ask you, as far as the other mitzvahs of the day, as far as Malacha, what about Malacha, according to this? A guy from Yerushalayim, a guy by mistakes, gets up on Sunday, reads the Megillah, and he says, I'm in Yerushalayim, what I do? So you're talking about your Yaitzah already, you don't have to read again, your Yaitzah. What happens as far as Malacha? He kept it and he forgot he didn't do Malacha.
Malacha?
No. I didn't hear what he said. He didn't do Malacha that day.
Which day?
Yudalit.
Yerushalayim is on the Horah.
What?
Yotze not doing.
Yeah, there's no thing as Yotze not doing Malacha. There's an Issa to do Malacha and Tezvav. Megillah, you read. You're right. You should have read it tomorrow. The Mechayev is tomorrow, but you're Yaitzah ready. Malachi, not Yaitzah. Right? Let's say you had the same thing according to this. When do you say Meshlach Manos in Tveria, according to this? Even if you say reading it is a Midas Chasidus. Lecharim, Meshlach Manos is 2 days, no din. You're Yaitzah, it's a din in Megillah, special din in Megillah. Right? Like the Gemara says that. The Gemara that you brought to Tuli. Right? You read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Gimel. The Mishrach Manas is you give on the day of Purim. So it's very good. Answers the Turi Evans Kasha. What was the Turi Evans Kasha? Rebbe didn't do Malacha one day. It did Malacha on Purim. In fact, the Gemara, it's a Suffolk. He should have been Machmah like Chizkiya read on both days. In fact, the Turi Evans, what he got to be Machmah for? That's a Midas Chasidus. You're right. It's a Midas Chasidus as far as reading. But what do we hear from Chizkiya? That Tveria is Suffolk Mekofes Chaymer. Legabe reading, he was Machmer. You, Rebbe, can only read one day. But as far as, like Ari is saying, as far as doing Malacha, Avada, you got to keep both days. That's the Gemara's Kashim. Ikar Din, you got to keep both days. So come out, big Nafkamina. According to the Mishnah Melech, who says this Teretz, he just chap on the first day. Right, you chap on the first day. It could be goes on all the mitzvahs, say, yeah. One day, all you have to do is one day. Whatever, right? Whatever you answer the two heavens kasha. Right? Or shachmanas. You do one day and you say Savdo Ban Lakula. Mashrenka the going's not true. We don't have no such klal. Just like by a savior, you got to do a four. Not because it's a shah and they gave you one. That's the klal. There's no klal in the rabbanans. Do one and not the other. If you got to do one, you got to do both. So you do the shachmanas. You got to do shachmanas, matal sevyain, whatever you have to do. Legabe. The Megillah, that's a different thing. That's because you already yaitz. There's no point in doing it again. Menashe Klein once met him by a chasana. So he told me he was a Rav in Ramat Polin or Ramat, I don't know, in Ramot somewhere. He was in Ramot, he lived in Ramot, he had Kiryat Umva in Ramot. So he said, is Ramot part of Yerushalayim or not? So he said, I asked Dayan Weiss was then alive, you know, the Minchas Yitzchak. And the Minchas Yitzchak said, I hold it's not, that you don't read on Tezvav, you read on your Dalet. So he told him, Oy Bazoi, you're not my Rav, and I pass Konfaket. He says, if you're my Rav, I have to listen to you. But if you hold it, you're the Rav of Yerushalayim, not a Ramot. So I pass Konfaket.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.